Yes, sir. Let's see. He was going to do it here. Okay. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, a distinguished board member, is going to conduct your hearing at this time. So please, let's hold on to the form, sir.
Okay.
Sir?
Yes.
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number?
Jerry Joseph Crankle Jr., ABC 154130.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning
yes.
the two allegations that are in your warrant. And you were notified about this hearing on December 3rd, and you signed a form that day. You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. On that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
No, represent myself.
Okay, that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board, or you can't see us. We have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable Dr. C.T. White, who's our board chair, and the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is Gail Rittenhouse. I will conduct your hearing. We're also having a room with us from the Department of Corrections, the Honorable Mr. Westby, and he will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in, Mr. Crankle and Mr. Westby. Do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr.
Yes.
Crankle? Thank you. And Mr. Westby?
I do.
Thank you. So, Mr. Crankle, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, sir, I'm going to read each one of these allegations to you, and I'll need you to respond whether they're true or false. Okay, sir, so we'll start phase one of your hearing. And the first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number four, as demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete substance abuse counseling on or about November 8th, 2018, as directed on October 23rd, 2018. Mr. Crankle, is that true or false?
That's true.
That's true.
They said if I didn't finish the program that I had to come back here. I wasn't on my right meds.
Okay.
I came from the Harvest,
okay.
and they moved me to the MRC program.
All right,
sir. I was trying to get on my right meds, but I was doing good.
All right, we'll move on. Mr. Crankle, in phase one, we just read the allegations, and then in phase two, you can explain anything you want to tell the board.
All right.
Okay, so here's the other allegation. The second one is that you were in violation of condition number five, as demonstrated by your engagement in verbally assaultive behavior on or about November 8th, 2018. At 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Crankle, is that true or false?
I got into an argument. Yes, that's true.
So literally assaulted? Okay, sir. Thank
yeah,
you.
It was an argument.
Okay. Then based on Mr. Crankle's admission, I'm going to move to find him delinquent that he did violate the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed in a criminal laser company. Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Johnson agreed. Dr. White and Mr. Quinones. Okay. Back to you, Mr. Crankle. We'll go to phase two of your hearing, and this is where you'll have the opportunity to explain anything you want to explain. But before we go too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Westby to give us all some background information. So just stay on the phone there, and we'll be right back to ask you some questions and talk more in just a minute.
All righty.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Westby.
On May 25, 2018, Mr. Crankle was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested November 8, 2018 by ABC staff, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 8, 2018, with a projected community supervision end date of May 26, 2019, zero abscondes. Current conviction, 2012, aggravated assault, 7.5 years. Prior convictions, 2000, aggravated assault, 9 months. 2000, marijuana violation, 3.5 years. 2005, flight from law vehicle, 3 years. 2009, aggravated assault, 3.5 years. This is his fourth term in DOC, CUIR score 4.4, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 3. STG gang information notes, he's an Aryan Brotherhood STG suspect. Prior terms of supervision, 2003, TIS release absconder, 57 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2007, TIS release absconder, 69 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2011, TIS release, arrested on current offense, reached CCD in jail. His disciplinary violations are significant with threats, disorderly conduct, violence, weapons, and staff assault noted. After his return to DOC, he received disciplinary November 27, 2018 for tampering with a security safety device. That disciplinary is pending. On December 13, 2018, he received disciplinary for disobeying verbal written orders for refusing to house. That is also pending. Other arrest, 1995, unlawful use of means of transportation, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1997, DUI, Arizona, misdemeanor conviction, probation. And several arrests between 1997 and 2011. However, those charges were dismissed, were not filed. His community risk score is a G7B9.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Okay, back to you, Mr. Frankel. We'll make a review of your written summary of what occurred while you were on community supervision. It looks like you were originally released, you were going to be released homeless, but then you went to Vivre on Elm Street?
Yeah. I went to the Vivre, but I didn't have the money.
Okay.
And then I found out that parole will pay for the first 90 days. I wanted to go to the Harvest. It's like a behavioral thing where they help you get on your meds.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go there, and then I wanted to go back to Vivre because I was doing good.
Okay.
I just had a couple incidents on conversations that occurred, and that's exactly what happened. But I was reporting, doing my UAs. And
okay. Well, it looks like you went to Church on the Streets then on June 8th.
Yeah, Church on the Streets, it was too rough for me because my meds, it was just...
Okay, it indicates here we were having a hard time getting along with other residents. So then you were out of state with your mother on... 15082 North 59th Avenue, Glendale.
Yes, they wouldn't let no felons because it was you have to be on the lease,
right, okay,
to be there. So they.
Okay, so then it looks like on the 21st of September you went to MRC.
I came from the other place, and then I went to MRC.
Okay.
And it was just a whole bunch of people, like, I don't know, a couple conversations happened, but it was nothing major at all. But I would like to go back to Vivre, go to Harvest, and then go back to Vivre because parole will pay for it for the first 90 days and then get on my right meds and all that.
Okay. So you take meds for mental health?
Yes, yes.
And they're working for you pretty well?
Yeah, they were, but then I ran out.
Oh,
okay.
And
I was trying to get back on them. And,
okay.
But I would really like to go back to Harvest and then maybe go back to Vivre.
Had you used illegal drugs, Mr. Crumple?
No, not at all. All my UAs clean,
okay.
Reporting, all, everything.
I see that you submitted 6 to task, and they were all... you failed to submit 6 to task. What happened there? You were supposed to call in. They have a system where there's a code and you call.
Yeah, I missed a few phone calls, but all the other ones that I did, they were all clean, but I missed a couple.
6 of them. Yeah, 6. 1, 2 in August, 2 in September, and 2 in October.
But I'm willing to do good, and
okay.
If I can get another chance.
Okay. It looks like you had, in August, you had some kind of an issue, and you went to Thunderbird Hospital.
Yeah, I was in the hospital for a while.
There? What happened?
I was just going through, like, my body was hurting, and I wasn't feeling good. I was just...
Okay.
Down and out and depressed. And
okay. Then it says you went to somewhere called Haven Behavioral Health. Is
yes.
that the Harvest that you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes. That's where I would like to go back to. It's like
okay.
a facility where they keep you in there. They don't let you go nowhere. That's where I would really like to go. And then maybe after I get get on my right meds, go to, back to the V-Ray, because parole will pay for that for the first 90 days.
Okay, so it looks like after, in September, you went back and ran with Thunderbird again, but then you left without, the hospital didn't recommend it, but you left anyway. Why'd you leave?
They released me from there, and I was lost at the time, and I
okay,
it was a downfall, and then I talked to my PO, and he told me, just, you know, he told me I was doing good, and
that's good. So you did the right thing by talking to your PO, for sure.
I just had a couple downfalls, you know, nothing major, and I just want, you know, I want to go to the Harvest.
Okay,
and then
sir.
Go to Vivre, get on my right meds. I'm not a bad person.
No, I totally believe you. It looks like something happened up at MRC, though, when you were in the ITH program.
Yeah, it was just conversation of words of what happened. That's all that happened. It was nothing major. It was just conversation.
Mr. Pepper, it sounds like you might have raised your voice, though, but the way this is written. Well,
yeah, I got upset.
Okay, so you raised your voice at somebody?
Yeah, that's all it was.
Okay.
I got upset. I wasn't on my right meds, but it was nothing major.
Okay, all right. One second, not. Mr. Franco. I'm going to get some information from Mr. Respy.
Right. Yes, this information wasn't in the warrant, but I see that there was a criminal entry Sergeant Schilling at MRC. It's November 14th, 2018. It states on November 8th, the offender became verbally combative towards CO2 Castillo and CO2 Wadazewski while being arrested. And he stated, quote, "I'm going to tear your faces off. I'm going to blow up your house with your families in it." And then asked, "How does that make you feel?" End quote.
Okay, so Mr. Franco, did you say those things?
I might have been mad, but I don't recall saying that. No, absolutely not.
Well, can you see, I mean, just hearing those words now, can you see where people would take that as a threat?
Yes, I totally understand that, and I look back and I just the little things, and I'm willing to change.
Okay,
I want to get on my right meds.
Yeah.
Because that was mostly the problem is not my PO really not helping me.
Then what kind of help do you think your PO should have given you?
Well, I told him, you know, I brought it to their attention a few times at the MRC that you know, I needed to get on my right meds. Maybe, you know, I don't think this program's going to work. Can you put me somewhere else? And they kept saying, oh, well, we're going to try to get you on the right meds. And I tried to make appointments. They kept blowing me off. And it seemed like it was no help on his part.
It just seems like if they were said they were trying to get you on your right meds, that's the same thing you've been expressing here as that was your goal too. It sounds like you both had the same goal.
Right.
So I'm not understanding how your PO wasn't helping you.
He just wasn't like, you know how they have like different options of things that they can do,
and right.
he just felt like he wouldn't reach out and try to do more than he actually did.
Did the PO disagree and not want to send you where you wanted to go, maybe?
Yes, yes.
Well, but sometimes, sir, that's how it works. I mean, the PO may not have had your choice as an option. I don't know all the particulars, but...
I understand that.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, what you want is not an option.
I understand that.
So let me ask my fellow board members if they have questions. Anyone have a question for Mr. Crankle? Okay, Mr. Crankle, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else, without repeating things you've already told us, sir? Is there anything else you've thought of?
I'm a good person. I would love to get a second chance, go back to Harvest, get on my right meds, and finish my parole like I was doing, reporting, doing my UAs, and... just start over and fresh again and do right.
Okay, Mr. Crankle, thank you very much. The board is going to go into discussion. We do our discussion in public. So we just ask you to stay on the phone, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a little bit.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Mr. Crankle was, sounds like he is a good person and was doing well. Did a little bit of, a few times forgot to call, six times, forgot to call a task and get his, didn't submit six samples that he was supposed to do, but he explains he was submitting them elsewhere, possibly at his residences, and there's no note that he did have any positives for illegal drugs. He claims one of his big problems is that he needs to get on his drug meds, although today he said he's feeling pretty good and his meds are working for him. I notice he has quite a few instances or convictions in the past for aggravated assault in the past, and his discipline in prison includes threats and violence and a staff assault, which I always look fairly unkindly on those because staff are not to be assaulted in prison. But I think maybe some of these issues are because of his mental health problems, and maybe something, just as we discussed, he doesn't necessarily perceive it as a major thing. He says it was just a minor thing, but to some people it could be taken as a threat when you talk about blowing up their houses with their families in them. So it could be just a something like that, or he has a different perception. Just based on everything, with the fact that he has three prior terms of community supervision, two of those he absconded and the other one he committed a new offense, and since he's gotten back to prison he's gotten two additional disciplines pending. I'm just not seeing Mr. Crankle as a good candidate for community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree.
Does he have any additional? Okay, thank you. I'm going to make a motion then, and my motion is that we, based on information in warrant, let me get the warrant number, 2018W3235, our conversation with Mr. Crankle, information that Mr. Westby has provided. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Crankle was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by becoming involved in a verbal assault behavior, verbally assaultive behavior at the MRC, and failing to complete the substance abuse counseling that he was directed by his parole officer to complete. And that's my motion.
Second,
Mr. Johnson.
Agreed,
Dr. Wright, me and Mr. Quinones. Okay, and Mr. Crankle?
Yes.
Now, you heard the board's discussion. The board, part of our charge is to make sure that people succeed. And we want you to succeed. You're doing well there. You said you're feeling good on your current meds. This board does not have the authority to place you somewhere. I know you asked to go back, I think it was to Harvest. But this board, we are not the Department of Corrections. We're a separate agency. So we can't direct another agency to do something. So what we can do, though, is we revoked your community supervision, and you'll stay right where you are until May 26th, and that day you'll be released. You won't have a parole officer to worry about. You won't have to worry about going in, reporting, or doing UAs or anything.
I had an incident here. I'm in lockdown right now. I got beat up the other day. It's just not a safe place for me in this prison. I got beat up real bad yesterday, about a week ago.
Well, I'm sorry about that, Mr. Crankle. And what I would urge you to do is talk to your CO3 about that. Because that's the CO3 is kind of like the parole officer on the inside of the prison. So I know they can help you with things like that, sir. So thank you so much for being so respectful and polite in your hearing. We enjoyed talking to you, and this will end your hearing, sir. Would you give the phone back to the CO3, please?
So no parole?
No parole, sir. May 26th, you'll be released.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That's your stop.